title of this message is Thou Not Shall Not. Thou Shall Not.
Thou Shall Not?
Thou Shall Not. Okay. Let's go and look and see what it says here in Exodus, the 20th chapter, and then we're going to go to Matthew, the 12th chapter, and start with verse number 14. We'll find out the religious leaders of Christ's day were committing all sorts of evil deeds. Thou shalt not. They had done plenty of it. You shall not keep on taking the name of the Lord your God in vain. For the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. Exodus 20 and verse 7. Remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son, your daughter, nor your male or female servant, and your cattle or your pilgrim who stays with you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the seventh day, the Sabbath day, the completed day, and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. You shall not keep on murdering. That's what it says in the Hebrew. You shall not keep on committing adultery. You shall not keep on stealing, because we're all prone to this. You shall not keep on bearing false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet, envy your neighbor's house. You shall not covet or envy your neighbor's wife. You shall not covet or envy his male servant or his female servant. You shall not covet or envy his ox or his donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor. And in all, thou shalt be holy, set apart, different from the rest of the good and evil that's in the world. Be separate from all of the shadows of evil. And walk in the paths of righteousness. Let's go in the 12th chapter and verse number 14 now. Jesus is being confronted with evil men, with evil hearts, evil ways. And yet they were very fond of the law of God, but they are fond of the law of God with their own interpretations of the law of God. It really doesn't say this. It says this. This is what you do. 12 and verse 14. Exelthontes de hoi pharisioi symbolion elabon kat autu hupos auton apolesusen. And having gone out, moreover, having gone out, the ones Pharisees. What in the world what the name Pharisees means? Comes from Pharisees in the Hebrew, which means to divide, to separate. They were so great, they thought, that they were so far above everybody else that they would not look even as an evil, what you call horizontally, to any other Jewish person except another Pharisee. They built each other up, and they exalted each other, and they invited each other to their houses, and yet the rest were on a lower plane than they were. But these are the ones that are coveting. These are the ones that shall keep on bearing false witness. These are the ones that shall steal all the glory that is due the Son of God. Having gone out, the ones Pharisees, they counseled together. And they took this counsel They are sat down and they plotted against it. Have you been plotted against, Marilyn? Yeah. Have you been plotted against out there? Have you ever had anybody completely try to destroy your life? Rewrite your whole life? I have. I've had that. Have you ever had anybody commit perjury against you? I have. And here Jesus did. All of these people were planning all sorts of evil deeds to catch him and to persecute him, to bear false witness against him, and to condemn him to death. They counseled together, they took against him, so as him that they might destroy. They wanted to kill him. Thou shalt not keep on killing, remember. That's the law, and that's what it says. Thou shalt not keep on killing. And they were of that sort. They were murderers. They were thieves. They were liars. They were perjurers. Hoide Jesus nous ana echo reisen ekathen kai ekulu theson auto poloi kai ethera pusen autus pontus. But the Jesus, having known their evil hearts. In other words, Jesus means Jehovah saves, by the way. It's from Yahshua. Jehovah means he who shall become, and Jesus was the fulfillment of that Jehovah title. Hey, by the way, he was Jehovah Tekistanu, the Lord our healer. He was Jehovah, he who shall become. John 1:14 says, Kaiho logos sarx agenito. And the Word, the Jehovah fleshy, became and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten, the only begotten God, the one being in the bosom of the Father, that one has led himself out. I want you to remember that. Those are two paramount verses in the Bible that you must recognize to know who Jesus is. These people didn't. They didn't want to. Having known, he departed from there. And they followed and listened to him, many disciples. And he healed them all. Oh, what it would have been like to see the suffering of these people and see Jesus going along and reversing that self-suffering to health. There is no hospital in the world. There's no medical facility in the world. There's no doctor in the world that could do what Jesus did. This is what we call paranormal activity because he was the God of heaven. He's the one that holds all the earth together, John the first chapter and Colossians the first chapter. He holds all things together. He is the one. He's the one by his hands that all things were created. And he healed them all. Oh, what it would be to see those suffering people to be made whole again by the Jehovah of the Old Testament. What would happen in the world today if we saw Jesus walking down the streets? Walking down the streets of Bishop, California, Tonopah, Nevada, and healing the sick, saying, I am the Messiah, King of Israel. I think the same thing would have happened today as what happened back then. Verse number 16. Kai epitimeson autois hina me phaneron auton poiesusen. And he warned to be careful, them, that not easily seen, easily manifested him they might make. Don't make me a public figure. Now, the more he told them not to do that, I think this was somewhat reverse psychology. The more he told them not to do that, the more they did it. Why did Jesus perform the miracles? To prove that he was the Messiah, King of Israel, that he was Jehovah in the flesh. Verse number 17. Hina prerothe to reithin dia Isaiu tu prophetu legontes. In order that it might be fulfilled, the thing having been spoken through the prophet Isaiah, by the way, Isaiah means Jehovah is helper, the prophet saying, and this is Isaiah 42, 1 through 4. Now, Matthew applies the prophecy about Cyrus to Christ, because he's the second fulfillment of that. Idu ho pace mu hon eretise ho agapetos mu est hon udokeson he psyche mu theso to numa mu ep auton kai krisin tois eth nason ag apangale. Behold the servant of me, whom I choose, who I pick out. That word pick out there. Iretizo. It's iretizo here. It's first person singular, first aorist, indicative, active. The one beloved of me, unto whom he was well pleased, the soul of me, I shall place the spirit of me upon him, and judgment to the nations he shall announce. Judgment to the nations he shall announce. Now let's go back and read this. Let's go back and read it all from about verse 9 onward. And going from there, he went into their synagogue. By the way, it's not his synagogue. It's not God's synagogue, but it's their synagogue. And behold, a man was there with one withered hand. And they said to him, is it lawful or allowable to cure people on the Sabbath day? And he said to them, what man is there among you who he has only one sheep, and it falls into a pit or a ditch on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and lift it out? Now, we looked at this a while ago in the other message, and we saw that God loves all animals and all things, all birds, everything in this world. But he made man in his image, and he loves him especially more. How much better and more value is a man than a sheep? So it is lawful and allowable to do good on the Sabbath days. Then he said to the man, reach out your hand. And the man reached out, and it was restored and sound as the other one. But the Pharisees went out and held a council, a consultation against him, how they might murder him. Thou shalt not keep on murdering. Remember what Exodus 20th chapter said? That they might destroy him. And being aware of this, Jesus went away from there, and many people joined and accompanied him, and he cured them all. And strictly charged them and sharply warned them not to make him publicly known. And this was fulfillment of what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Behold my servant whom I am chosen, my beloved in and with whom my soul is well pleased and has found its delight. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall proclaim and show forth judgment to the nations. And that's what he shall do over there in the end of the tribulation period and at the end of the millennium. Verse number 19. Now, uk, arise, uthe, kragase, Ude, akuse, tis, en, tais, platies, tain, phone, autu. Not, he shall strive, neither, he shall shout, neither, he shall hear anyone in the streets the voice of him. Number 20. Kalamon sin tetre menon ou katexe kai linon tifo menon ou sebese hios on ekbale eis nikos tain krisen. A reed, having reed been crushed and bruised, not it shall break, and the flax, smoldering and smoking, not it shall be quenched, or shall be put out, until he may put forth unto victory the judgment. Verse number 21, Kai to onomate autu ethne el piusen, and in the name of him, nations, they shall hope. Nations, they shall hope. In the name of Jesus Christ, nations, they shall hope. We do that today. Now, let's go into beginning verse number 22. Tot prose nekthe auto daimonesimonos tuflos kai kofos kai etheropusen auton hosteton kafon lalane kai blepain. Now they accuse Jesus of healing by the power of Satan. You know, he was born there in Bethlehem, taken down into Egypt, and they said he learned all these secret necromancy and deeds down there in Egypt. They didn't want to say he was the Son of God. Then he was brought to him, one being demon-possessed, blind and dumb, couldn't speak. And he healed him so that the dumb to speak and the blind to see. Verse number 23, Kai existanto pontes hoi ucloi kai elegon meti hutos esten ho huios David. And they kept on being strunk out of their senses, all of the ones of the crowds. Now, this is ucloi, Marilyn. How many is this?
Ucloi? Yes.
It's 10,000. 10,000 plus. That's a lot of people here, 10,000 plus people. And they kept on saying, not this one, he is the son of David. This one can't be the son of David. Let's go back and read a little bit more here. Start back in verse 18 again. Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved one, in whom and with whom my soul is well pleased and has found its delight, and I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall proclaim and show forth judgment of the nations. Now the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, shall be upon Jesus. The Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus did the miracles that he did. Remember, he emptied himself of all of his divine glory, and the Holy Spirit would work with him as the man Jesus, as God the Son, Jehovah in the flesh, and perform all these deeds, proving who he was. He will not strive or wrangle or cry out loudly, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break. A smoldering, dimly burning wick he will not quench till he brings justice and a just cause to victory. And in him and on his name will the Gentiles, the peoples outside of Israel, set their hope. Isaiah 42, 1 through 4 again. Then a blind and dumb man under the power of a demon was brought to Jesus, and he cured him so that the blind and dumb man both spake and saw. He spoke and saw. And all the crowds of the people, 10,000 or so, were stunned and bewildered with wonder. And he said, this cannot be the son of David, can it? Is this the one? Is this the one? Verse number 24 now. Now we have the rats. Now we have the rats. Too bad they didn't have a lot of cats to take care of these rats. Hoi de Pharisioi, accusantes, epein hutos uk ekbale ta demonia e me anto Beelzebul arconta ton demonio. Now, Jesus isn't going to let him get by with this, by the way. Not going to let him get by with this. But the ones Pharisees, having heard, he said, this one, not he expels and casts out the demons, except in the power of Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. Now, Jesus will denounce them, and he will damn them forever. He will damn them forever because Israel and these commit the unpardonable, unforgivable sin. Idos de tas enthymases auton epain autois pasa basilia marithesa kath hiates eremu te kai pasa polis e oikia meristhesa. Hath hiates uk sta ta thesate. But having known the thoughts of them, he said to them, every kingdom, having been divided against itself, it is brought to desolation, into wilderness, and into a desert. And every city or house having been divided against itself, not it shall stand. Verse number 26. Kai e ho satanas, ton satanon, ek bale ef hiauton emeriste pos un strathesete he basilia autu. And since Satan, he casts out against himself, he has divided. How, therefore, it shall stand, or it shall be caused to stand, the kingdom of him? How, if Satan destroys his own kingdom, how can his kingdom stand? Mm-hmm. Verse number 27. Kai ego en Beelzebul ekbalo ta daimonia hoi huiu al himon. En tine ek balusen dia tuto autoi crite esonte himon. And since, as you say, I, in the name of Beelzebul, I cast out the demons, the sons of you, by what means or in what means that you expel out, therefore they, judges they shall be to you. Verse number 28. A de en numate theon ego ekbalo ta demonia ara f thasen f himas he basilia to you. But since in the spirit of God I cast and expel out the demons, then he came upon you the kingdom of God. Since I cast out demons by the hand of God, by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come upon you. I'm here, the king, you're looking in the face of the king. Verse number 29. A post dinate tis eselthane eistane oikian tu eskeru kai ta ske autu ha passe en me proton de se ton es neuron kai te to te oikion auto dias passe. Or how is he able to cause to be able anyone to enter into the house of the strong man eskeron and the vessels of him to seize? The vessels of him means those subjects of him to seize. Except, first, he may bind the strong one, Ascaron, the strong one, and then the house of him he shall plunder. This is the house of the strong one. Let's go on a little further. Jesus draws the battle lines now. Right on the ground. You crossed over the battle lines, fella. In the old days when I was a young kid, cross over that line, and then you'd fight. You cross over that line, you're going to fight. Now, Jesus draws the battle line. He said, you're not going to go across this. The marginal line. Ho me on meth imu kat imu esten kai ho me synagon meth imu skor pise. The one not being with me, against me, he is. And the one not gathering with me, he scatters. Verse number 31 now, this is the real punchline. This is a knockout punch. This is the TKO. Dia tuto legon himen pasa hamatia kai blasphemia afithesete tois anthropois. Heide tu numatos, blasphemia uk afethesete. Because of this I say to you all kinds of sin and blasphemy, it shall be forgiven to the mankind, but of the spirit blasphemy, not it shall be forgiven. Remember, if I cast out demons and heal the sick and the blind, and the lame and the lepers, by the finger, the power of God, Spirit, the kingdom of God has come unto you. And now he tells them, they are damned. You are damned, people. You are damned. You have damned yourself. Kai hos en epe legon kata tu huiu tu anthropu afithesete autu hos de on epe karaton numatos tu hagio uk afethesete auto ute en tuto to ionai ute en to melonte. This is the verdict of the judge. The verdict of the judge. And whoever he may speak a word against the Son of a man, it shall be forgiven him. But whoever he may speak against the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, not he shall be forgiven him, neither in this age, neither in the one coming after this. All of those lambs that we're going to sacrifice didn't do him any good. It didn't do him any good. Not one bit of good. Let's go back and read these verses now. Verse number 23, we'll start there. And all the crowds of the people were stunned and bewildered and wondered and said, this cannot be the Son of David, can he? But the Pharisees hear that this man drives out demons only and by and with the help of Beelzebub, the prince of demons. And knowing their thoughts, he said to them, any kingdom that is divided against itself is being brought to dissolution and desolation and waste. And no city or house divided against itself will stand or continue to stand. And if Satan drives out Satan, he has become divided against himself and disunited. And how then will his kingdom last or continue to stand? And if I drive out demons by the help of Beelzebub, by those by whose help do your children, your sons, drive them out, for this reason they shall be your judges. But if by the Spirit of God that I drive out the demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you before you expected it. They were responsible to know the coming of the Messiah, the HaMashiach. They were responsible. God held them responsible. And that king came to them. He came to them in Bethlehem. He was drawn down into Egypt. He went back and was raised in Nazareth. And the word for Nazareth is also the same word root. It's talking about the root of Jesse, the son of David, which is the king of Israel. Then the kingdom of God has come upon you. And how can a person go into the strong man's house and carry off his goods and the entire equipment of his house without first binding the strong man? Then indeed he may plunder his house. Then indeed he may plunder. What is he talking about here? I, Jesus, Jehovah, the seed of the woman, Genesis 3:15, have come to tie up the strong one, Satan, and I'm going to plunder his house, and I'm going to have victory over death, hell, and the grave. And he who is not with me definitely on my side is against me. And he who does not definitely gather with me and for my side scatters. And therefore I tell you, every sin and blasphemy that is in every evil, abusive, injurious speaking or indignity against sacred things can be forgiven men, but blasphemy against the Holy Spirit shall not and cannot be forgiven. The unpardonable sin that Israel committed. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven. But whoever speaks against the Spirit of the Holy One will not be forgiven either in this world, in this age, or age, and in the world or the age to come. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out. I pray that you touch hearts with it. That you heal the sick and the weak and the disheartened. That you touch people's hearts. That you save those that do not know you. That you give them the faith to believe and to follow you. And I pray for all my students out there all over the world, all of my church members, that you touch their hearts with your word. That you feed them. That you make them healthy again. And that you cause them to cause them to shine in your kingdom. Forgive me where I fail.